always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's good? It's your warrior Don Christian from Yada the King Radio. We're going to get it in with Roy Toss tonight, and we're going to talk on the topic of the day, Unique. I'm going to start it off with some hometown honor and get it in with my homie RTL and my sister Sharifa on their brand new track called Brand New. Let's get it in, Yada the King Radio. You know what it is.
I just want to tell you that old life staying out till it's daylight. We off that. We off that. We off that. Sing it, ma.
We ain't about that life no more.
I'm brand new, yeah, mama. I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, daddy. I'm brand new.
We ain't about that life no more.
I'm brand new, yeah, baby. I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, mama. I'm brand new. Fresh out the box like new sneaks, brand new. Dead man walking, I don't live the way I used to. Sin, debauchery, the life that I'm used to. Don't judge me until you walk a mile in my shoes. And no, I ain't slang rock or gangbang. All in the same, man, leave you in the trap, man. Since God made Adam from some Adam, take some apples in a rider. We must battle, fight, and grapple, get it? Cause I don't wanna leave you confused. You know, climbing up them hills, streets can give me the blues. I've been sent by the one here to bring good news. Don't refuse, put your faith in the king of the Jews. And do a 187 up on that old man. Do a 180, embrace your new man. Old things all past, behold, they all new. If you trust and believe, by faith, you're brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, mama, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, daddy, I'm brand new. Club, hot bottle, pop, man, we off that. We off that. Low key, high, man, we off that. I'm brand new, yeah, baby, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, mama, I'm brand new. Slapping name two times, said we off that. We off that. It's high, let's agree, man, we off that. We off that. Instrumental. The enemy you come and mess with your mental. Moves in silence, stalking like a lion. Say you ain't saved, remember he's lying. No matter what you did in your past, cause only things done in Christ are the things that last. Chains locked on your life, here's the key for that. When you march with the king, you're free at last. Remove sin, only truth remains. Christ paid for your sins, left you with chains. So I know I'ma win and I go all in. Cause I stand justified, justified, never sinned. And from your heart, believe he wasn't, is it coming in the morning? You will rise with the coming of the sun. We must account for things we do. That's why grace by faith makes us brand new.
Yeah.
just another song, nor another lyric. Hope it quench your soul, feed your spirit. Can't really sum up the occasion. Trying to figure out if I'm still adequately in the equation. Cause for some reason something is not adding up. Communication is key, why you not speaking up? We made a mutual agreement, yeah man, and God we trust. But you breached the contract because of love. Thought we were drawing close together where my eyes can see. Leaves grow together but they're not united. I see, give me a minute, man, to cool off. So I can solve this rationally and move on. Cause we've been engaged in this relationship for so long. My mind is saying, okay, whatever, bump you. But the heart is saying, I still love you. Left me hanging, love locked. Left me with no inspiration, writer's block. Inspire. Remember like it was yesterday. Pen and paper with my radio, yeah, press record and play. Passion was so faithful, yeah, so faithful, I call that every day. And the music was in agreement, I call that touche, yeah. But anyway, I was inspired to head to school to show these other rappers what I wrote and what I do. They were so impressed, so we went ahead and formed a group. Yeah, it was me, Jay and Dre, oh, and that other dude. The mascot, food for thought, but no need to save a lot, he would just stole by. But jokes aside, we cherish one another. Promised to stick closer than a brother. We all knew each other's mother, but our music never demonstrated that we knew the father. So I had to make that conscious decision. Is it a lifestyle or a religion? So I rewrote and made music by the creator that I love. Once they found that out, they refused to show me love. They betrayed me and started being facetious. Yeah, you know, kinda how they did. Jesus. But he still loves me, so I should still love you, love. So I should still love you, love you, love.
All right, we here with the homie Roy Tosh right now. Man, he used to go by the name 737. Like, you know, I remember that. I remember the 737. I was like, bro, are you trying to say you fly like a plane or whatever? But now you got the name. You got the name change, you know what I'm saying? So talk to me a little bit about the name change. And, I mean, I know this is a part of your name, but why Roy Tosh?
Yeah, man, first of all, thank you so much just for having me back, man. It's an honor to be back and was so excited about this. But, yeah, man, Roy is my middle name, actually. That was actually my grandfather's name. And then Tosh, my last name is McIntosh. So at the end of the day, it's just me. Yeah. And then from a branding standpoint, man, it's completely unique. So it's kind of a win-win.
Dope, man. So talk to me, man. It's been a minute. I'm big on testimony. You shared your testimony last time, but like I said in the interview, what are some things God has been dealing with you on as of late, man? What are the growths, the valleys, the peaks that you've been going through?
Yeah, man, I think a lot of things, but I think the first thing that comes to mind is just like a deeper sense of my identity in Christ, which really, you know, I think is you know, learning more about his love towards me, that he really meant it when he said he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Yeah.
You know, I know those scriptures in my head and I treasure those scriptures, but it's a different thing when you live that, and through all the ups and downs that life throws you, you know, the love of God never changes. And so I think you know, for me, just coming into a deeper sense of my identity in Christ, like who I am in Christ. And yeah, man, that means everything when circumstances are going crazy and your feelings are going crazy. It's like, no, I'm loved by my Father in heaven. And yeah, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Well, I'm gonna ask you this, because a lot of people say that, and for you it's gone from not just a cliche that you read in the Bible, but something that is applied. Yeah. Is there a situation that you remember where you were like, man, I know who I am in God now? You know, like, is there any one situation you want to share with the people, or a couple maybe?
Yeah, I think for me it's been a process. I think too, like, I think of that scripture, we love because he first loved us. And I think, you know, resting in God's love towards me, like, we know the Bible verses, for example, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But sometimes we don't feel like God loves us, or sometimes we can feel like he's distant. I know for me, like, over the past season of my life, this last year, circumstances were just crazy. Like, my wife was out of work for a while. We had, you know, we moved to Florida, and so, you know, we're meeting all new friends. Like, things were just crazy at times.
Yeah.
And there were times where I just had to, like, just trust in him and rest. And at the end of the day, like, everything that this world offers us can crumble away, but nothing, not one thing, can take away God's love for me.
Yeah.
And so I think just coming, you know, through testing circumstances and stuff like that, you know, coming to a deeper realization that, man, like, I could lose everything, but God still loves me. And so really, I have everything.
Mm. No, that's good, man. I think that a lot of people go through these type of situations, and it can make them lose hope. You said, you know, just like, what would you say to somebody that may be going through that same situation right now? They're like, man, I don't know if God is with me. How did you know he was with you?
Yeah, man, I think you know, a lot of times our feelings can come from, you know, thoughts of doubt, stuff like that. You know, if we're, you know, our mind is a battlefield at the end of the day. And if we've constantly taken in thoughts that said, you know, God isn't with you, for example, or God doesn't really love you, or thoughts like that, you know, we all wrestle with thoughts and negative thoughts, stuff like that. And I think if you let those come in, you know, over time, you start to actually feel that God doesn't love you. And so I think, you know, as believers, we have to renew our mind to what is reality. And ultimate reality is what God says. And it's found in his word. So, you know, in identity issues, it's like, no, God actually does love me, and his word says that he loves me, and Hebrews 13:5 says that he'll never ever leave me, and that's the truth. And even though I feel that this way, even though I feel like, you know, these circumstances may, you know, break me or whatever I'm going through, at the end of the day, God is faithful. He's a good God, he's a good father, and he's just faithful, man. Like, and you know, I've seen that year after year after year after year, just him being faithful to his promises and his word. And so I think, you know, for me, just learning to walk with him through that and learning to trust him through circumstances and through those times where we don't feel like he's close. And I've actually wrote two songs about it, or at least two that come to mind, on the new mixtape that kind of deal with those issues as well.
Man, that's what's up, man. I definitely pray that somebody's encouraged from what you said, because, like I said, the Bible talks about a lot about the cares of this life. You read the parables of the sower, and you see the cares of the life choke out the word of God from many people, you know, because it wasn't on solid ground. And I believe that what you said was so key, bro. It starts with your mind. If you can get your mind, the Bible talks about having your mind transformed, your mind renewed by the word of God. That's a daily thing. I mean, like, it's not a, oh, today my mind's renewed and I'll be good for the rest of my life. No, every day it's a grind, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, talk to me, man. I got a good question, man, because a lot of people are searching for churches. You moved from, I know you were like in Indiana, was that correct?
Indiana? Yeah, man, Indianapolis, Indiana, the Nap Town.
Okay, so you from where the Pacers are at, you know what I'm saying? You moved down to where the Heat is at, you know, and you buy the Magic.
Hey, listen, I wore a Heat hat too, and I posted a picture of it, and man, I caught so much slack from that from the Naptown boys.
Yeah,
I was like, man, it's just a hat. Like, listen, if you go in a lid store, the Heat have some dope hats. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Well, how did you find a church home, man? You moved down there. How did you know the church home was the right place for you, man?
Yeah, man. We actually, really just through a lot of prayer, but also relationships. We actually knew people already just through people who had counseled. My wife and I, one of my mentors, had done a lot of premarital counseling with us.
Yeah.
And so we already had relationships. We knew people. It was one of those things.
Okay, that's good.
Where we got connected for at least the first year. But, man, we're actually kind of in the same boat now. My wife and I just moved to Orlando, actually. We really felt God calling us here, and I'm super excited. I think for both of us, we're definitely used to a bigger city as well, being from Indianapolis. And but yeah, man, same type of thing. Like, my dude Benja has kind of been mentoring me from an artistic standpoint here, and we're actually going to check out his home church this Sunday. And so community is huge, man. And even like along what we were talking about, you know, thankfully, I've always had, by God's grace, people around me, solid dudes who can pray for me, who know the real me, who know the ins and outs, my struggles, my weaknesses, etc. People I can really be an open book with. And just staying in touch with those, I think it goes both ways. Like, I think we as individuals have to open up and be willing to seek counsel out. And then obviously, you know, the other side has to be willing as well. But man, having godly counsel around is huge, which obviously comes out of, you know, a local community. And that's huge to have, man. I would not be here today if it wasn't for the church being the church. So
dope, man. We're gonna go to a first song from you, man. What song do you want us to run into, man?
Let's do Take Me Back featuring Benja.
All right, we're gonna hop into this Take Me Back featuring Benja by the homie Roy Tosh. He got a new sound too, man. I want y'all to check this out. We'll be right back after these tracks on Yada the King Radio.
Take me back now. Please tell me why you do it. Do it, 'cause this just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now, 'cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time, still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Your love's amazing, grace is saving. I live for you, 'cause you have never let me down. Why do you love me? I'm so unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why do you show grace? I fall down on my knees.
This is do or die. Standing on their rack now, so about to fly, 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 'cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed. Even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now in His love, so secure. Crying out for more, Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control, you're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want?
but there's nowhere to turn. That's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch tap, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these bones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of when I ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why do you show grace and fall down on my knees?
Lord, you want me with your love, you've got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love, you've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love, you've got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
This just don't make sense now. This just don't make sense now.
This is Roy Tosh, and you're listening to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Nut. Everything mean nut. Always chasing after money, don't you see that evil? Oh, you way too busy stunting, in the end it's all nothing. Everything mean 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 nothing, but we love it though. I see it clear now. I got LASIK, so I fear God. You don't get it like a Rubik's Cube. All you wanna do is what you wanna do, foolish. I done graduated college with honors. It don't mean much, pleasure only lasts for the moment. When the grim reaper come, man, you never know it. My homie died back in 09, he ain't make it past 20. So complaining that you breathing to me, something I don't wanna listen to. Sorry, I ain't really sorry. Nothing, it's all nothing like a theory. Big bang, even evolution. You can't prove nothing, show me something. Man, it don't mean nothing. Nothing. Everything mean nothing. Always chasing after money, don't you see that evil? Oh, you way too busy stunting, in the end it's all nothing. Everything mean 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 nothing, but we love it though. I see it clear now. I got LASIK, so I fear God. I pray every single night. Am I living right? Coulda died back in 05, 06, got robbed all for a necklace. Nothing. It's all nothing, but we love it though. Working 9 to 5 just to stay alive in a system of oppression. Slavery ain't over, we just call it an addiction. Tell me how you love it. From money, sex, and marijuana, I'm losing friends to the karma. I'm just hoping for a come up until the day I see the sun up. Nut. Everything mean nut. Always chasing after money, don't you see that evil? Oh, you way too busy stunting, in the end it's all nut. Everything mean 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 nothing, but we love it though.
Too much on my mind, that ain't mean nothing. All this money, all this power, for that ain't mean nothing. Got a lot of ways, but that ain't mean nothing. At the end of the day, all this ain't mean nothing, nothing. Everything mean nothing.
Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today. All right, we're going to go into a brand new segment by DJ Kingdom 7 called Kingdom Nuggets. Let's check this out.
This is your soul-saving DJ Kingdom 7 coming to you with your Kingdom Nuggets moment. But since it's Black History Month, I'm going to hit you with a little bit of Black History Nuggets. Mr. Benjamin Banneker created the first clock built in America in the 1700s. Somebody say, what time is it? Mr. Banneker was also a mathematician, an astronomer, and a freedom fighter. The late Dr. Mattie Morse Clark, a Detroit native, is accredited by most music historians as being the first person to commercially record a gospel choir, Southwest Michigan State Choir. Miss Linda D. Neiman invented the synthetic hairbrush. Now, ladies, what would you do without the hairbrush? Mr. George Crump was the inventor of the potato chip. Nothing like a good bag of chips. Dr. Charles Richard Drew invented and opened the first blood bank in 1940. I hope you've enjoyed this little Black Fact history culture lesson and nugget. Until next time, be blessed.
Right, we back. All right. The homie Roy Tosh with me, man. We getting it in. Got that new sound, man. We on the artist focus segment right now. Talk to me, man. New songs, new name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Brand change, name change, mainstream sound. I don't know where to start at with this artistry focus, man. But talk to me. Just the sound change, man. Because you kind of went real heavy on the mainstream side, if I can say that.
Yeah, man, shout out to Benja again just for being a mentor to me. And man, I met Benja actually at Crossover Church in Tampa, Florida. Went over there and man, next thing I know, I was at his artist group that he runs, artist development group, the next week at his house. And we just really built from there, like, you know, got to know each other. And then next thing I know, I'm working with Benja. I'm kind of freaking out inside. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So excited. And really, it was an answer to prayer, man. I felt like in a lot of ways, after my last album, Convinced, I felt like I just hit a ceiling. And I didn't know what I was going to do artistically. I really wanted to go to another level, but I didn't know how to get there. And I remember talking to Benja on the phone, and one of the things he said to me was, I really believe I can help take you to the next level. And it was just like, man, like, I know this is God. And I mean, yeah, man, after going through the process, and it was a lot of work, like crazy amount of work, but loved every single second of it. So, you know, a lot of that was just obviously hard work, but also having someone like Benja and his production team and just the expertise that they operate in, you know, being under people like that.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about all the good that comes with it. Man, come on. I know with the stretching, there was some trials, man. You know what I'm saying? There might have been some errors. You know, like, this is something that lot of people don't share. They just, oh, yeah, it was great, da-da-da-da. But talk to me, man, about just the you know, like, revamping. It's almost like we were just talking about earlier, renewing of your mind. You had to get a renewing of your mind when it came to you writing raps, you delivering your flow. Yeah. So talk to me about that process, man.
Yeah, it was more than anything I'd ever done. And I'm not going to lie, like, there were times where, shout out to the wifey, like, I would be so discouraged and down. And just those dark nights of the soul that theologians call it. But just feeling so down, like feeling like you want to give up. And wifey would thankfully encourage me. And also Benja would encourage me a lot. And man, you just have to fight through it. Like, I remember even, you know, everything from, like lyrics, you know, writing lyrics and then going back and forth, you know, me bouncing them off Benja saying, nah, that's whack. Like, you know, write something else. Same thing with recording, everything from vocal cadences to delivery. And it was really hard, like, but a huge answer to prayer. Benja, someone who shoots you the truth, like he tells you how it is, which, you know, again was huge for me. And man, but it was hard. Like you put your heart and soul into something, and it's just hard. Like yeah, man, the process was crazy. We actually had a full album too that I actually ended up dropping, and we only ended up using like two songs from that album. And so, you know, going through that as well, like having to drop an album that, you know, I wrote all these songs, like I wanted to use them, but at the end of the day, man, none of them were really up to par. And thankfully God placed Benja in my life at the right time, and we started working on that mixtape.
Okay, so the mixtape, we're here, the revert.
The revert.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What, why drop it free? You know what I'm saying? Was it free? Were the beats released? Like, talk to us about that whole side of it, man. Because I believe you said it was Benja's production team that got with you.
Yeah, man. And with Benja helped me hand select the beats. So I had like tons of exclusive tracks, and we only ended up using two of those. One was by Black Knight, and one was by G-Rock. And when we went the mixtape route, we actually ended up leasing all the tracks. We just got on SoundClick, looked up some of the dopest producers, and then try to find, you know, production that spoke to me as an artist, that fit me, that I could really vibe out to. And I remember, like, we went through like 40 beats, and then he had me narrow those down to like 20, and then he helped me narrow those down to like 8, and then added two more as well. So it was definitely a long process in that regard too. And then with his production team, his dude Sky really helped, like, develop him and Benja helped develop a melodic side, which I've always wanted to sing. Like, I remember going to church and my mom would teach singing lessons. And,
oh wow.
And,
yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, man, like, yeah, she led like Bible study, stuff like that, with little kids, and she'd always sing all these songs. And I've always wanted to sing, but I feel like I was always insecure about it. And so Benja and Sky really brought that out of me, and they're obviously, you know, a beast at developing melodies. And so they developed melodies and you know, helped me a lot with cadence development, all that type of stuff, and really pushed me to develop a melodic side to the brand as a whole. So it's crazy what happened.
Man, that's dope, man. I like the really getting to see this process. And a lot of the artists, you see a lot of growth. Oh, well, I ain't gonna say a lot of artists. In the main artists, you see growth from project to project. And I'm gonna ask you this, man. Yeah. How essential is that? And on top of that, where do you think you got room to grow at next?
Man, I think it's huge, first of all. I think it's absolutely huge. And I only speak for me personally. Like, that's something I'm so serious about. Like, I want to push things as far as possible. And again, like, linking up with Benja was an answer to prayer, because I've always wanted to stretch myself as much as possible in whatever season I was at. And I remember saying in another interview, like, he helped bring me to a level that I didn't even know was possible in that season of my life. And again, it was tons of hard work. Like, you don't just arrive there. Like, that is, you know, months of grinding nonstop and, you know, being told the truth about your music, but then not giving up and saying, okay, tell me what to do and I'm going to do it. Like, and so hard work, you know, definitely is a huge part of that process. And then from here, man, we're already, I actually just met with Benjot last night. Matter of fact, here in Orlando, the O, and we are already getting the ball rolling for another album. It's definitely going to be organic in the sense of we're really going to get in the studio with his production team, me, and just see what happens, man. Develop, you know, the production, the writing, all that type of stuff. So I'm super excited. I've never done an album like that. And we'll obviously work with other producers outside of his production team as well. But I'm just super excited, man. He lives like 30, I think like 25 minutes from me or something. So I'll be recording a lot and man, just on the grind already. So
dope, man. Dope, man. Let's go into another track. Which track you want to spin right now, man?
Let's do Losing It. This was the other single we dropped. And really, it's just an honest, transparent song talking about the last season of my life and really, you know, some of the identity stuff we talked about, and just hopefully offering hope to anyone who ever feels like they losing it at times. I know I have.
That's what's up, man. Losing It by the homie Roy Tosh, Yada the King Radio. We appreciate you for tuning in. If you're just getting in, go to ydkradio.com. You can hear this whole interview in its entirety. Let's get it.
I'm losing it. Feeling low, spinning fast out of control. Broken hope, yeah, got no place to go. Teeter-totter, man, I feel all over the place. So broken, feeling worthless, stress all around. Got me feeling so far gone.
Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. Feels like the biggest battle that I face is me. Overwhelmed now, feeling alone. So many years of this, tired of this struggle now, yeah. Working hard with no rewards. Pressure on every side, wanna jump overboard. Wounds from my past, yeah, they hurtin'. Temptation all around got me feeling broken. Yeah, I always feel like this is do or die. This rollercoaster of emotions got me feeling so tired. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it.
Can you hear my cry, Lord? I'm empty, I'm dry. Will you fill this cup up before I say goodbye?
I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. So torn apart,
feel like my life's in pieces.
Numb inside,
give me strength, gotta beat this.
Mr. Self-Pity,
welcome back again. Felt I always gotta die to myself. Losing this war into deep within my soul.
Feeding my fears,
swear they looking like bears. Trying to feed his faith, boy I'm about to go, ay. Flesh rise up trying to play me. Spirits ain't coming, obey me. Push that down like I got this. Striving in my own strength, that's a mess. Question in my mind, is this a test? Why I always feel down if I'm not the best? Wanna be perfect, but I always fall short. Praise be to God, I'm not saved by what? Back to your presence. Give me some of that perfect peace. Yeah, that's where I belong. Give me some of that Jesus peace.
Gotta always feel like this is do or die. This rollercoaster of emotions got me feeling so tired. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it.
Can you hear my cry, Lord? I'm empty, I'm dry. Will you fill this cup up before I say goodbye?
I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, God help me.
I am nobody.
Bigger and bigger and bigger, so that this little temptation looks like the stupid, suicidal, insane little monster it is.
Wish I could erase the images I've seen. Gear was 93, tape on a bed right next to me. Couldn't wait till my tea went to sleep, so we put the TV on mute. And the girl on the TV so cute, could've swore she was looking at me. Now to see this planet so deep, turn the lights off. Mouth sitting wide open, but I can't talk. Did the girl just really take her clothes off? Can't look away. It's about to go down, how I made day. Real talk, I thought this was a game. I left that room with chains. Never let the girls the same, cause I know, being 30 years old and a virgin, don't mean you outgrow them urges. Never should've pulled back that curtain. Thank God for the blood he purchased me. Still the images in my sleep. Never thought I'd be this deep. When a girl walk past, I'm weak. Why not? That's what I'm thinking. I'm a pig in the morning light breaking. Clothes on in my mind, you naked. My virtue, I'm forsaking my Lord. I'm probably gonna need your grace. Don't forget my face. Be back tomorrow, rotate.
Damn, I saw. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Damn, I saw.
Some men and some women are hooked on pornography, and they got hooked at age 14. And now they're 29, ruining their marriages. They cannot get free of this thing. And so for the sake of love, say no
I
to
was a sweet 16. I was looking so clean with two of my girls looking up with our booze. We agreed we weren't pitching home runs, but letting them hit a few bases was cool. So yeah, he knew he wasn't gonna do me. We were just coming to just watch a movie. He popped it in, it was a flick. And all I seen was the back of a chick with a hand on his woo. At the corner of my eye, I'm looking at him feeling sick. You would've swore I wasn't trying to get pregnant the way I start yelling, hey, pull it out quick. And they looked at me like, you serious? I look like, yeah, that's right. They looked at me and just SMH. I guess I killed their vibe, but I said we gon' get caught and plus it's too loud. He said my dad walking right now, he be proud. Wow, but it's gon' bore me. He said, nah, you a virgin, you skirted this orgy. He was right, I left that room with questions. Am I the object of a man's affections or his directions? All I know is that day I said no. And as a woman, I never look back. But if I did, this is how it would go. I would haul in from a hard day and hop about my heels. In heat, I would hover the internet for some hot thrills. Conscious crying, body tingling, head low singing.
Bare my soul, let it go. Let it go, heavy load. Bare my soul, let it go.
The solution to this problem, guys and gals, is not duty. What will not fail, what will succeed over time is, I am going to fight for a superior pleasure that severs the root of the
law. I used to sneak peeks at my mama's catalog. That's where the apple falls on pouty lips and padded bras. And that's what Adam saw. It had them all on balance. And castles fall when passive palace walls are challenged by the reign of cats and jackal dogs. She bears a chest. Now I bear my chest. Has a heart. I swear my chest was barely even hairy when my attic called and told me that is all. Convincing me this blackened hall was one I had to walk. And I had a dad and mom, but my camouflage was real. For every layer that she peels, there's one that I can seal. And I can deal with this until I get too numb to feel what I can't kill. If you can't drive a screw, you know the drill. You take the only pill, slowly kill your family. Traded my first love for a fantasy, all because of planted seed I can't retrieve. I think of how it damaged me. Can't stand to think my fantasy was probably there, because a father was a man like me. Help me, Jesus.
Bare my soul, let it go, let it go, let it go. Bare my soul.
The battle can be won. And if I defile my mind and my heart with picture after picture after picture, I will not be able to see God clearly. And if the Bible does not say cut off your hand and gouge out your eye rather than lust for nothing, this is war.
All right, we back right here. Topic of the day. We gonna get it in with the homie Roy Tosh, man. But first of all, I gotta ask a fun fact, man. Are you still an Indiana Pacers fan? That's what I wanna know, man. Like, You moved down to Orlando, close to Miami. You know, and you said you wore a Miami hat. Where is your loyalty? Where's your loyalty right now, man?
Killing me with the sports question. Yes, I'm a Pacers fan, man. I'll always be a Pacers fan. That's where my, where, that's where I'm from. I love my city, Indianapolis. And yeah, man, they are killing boys this year. Dear Lord. You see the 360 dunk by Paul George?
I'm gonna tell you this right now. Paul George, he's one of my favorite players right now. That dunk was probably one of the best in-game dunks, like on a fast break.
Nasty.
That I've seen in
Nasty.
Years.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Stank face certified.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Sir. So another fun fact real quick. And we're going to get some more of this on the after party interview. You guys got to have the Yacht of the King app to hear this. But talk to me, man. Did you play ball at all?
Absolutely, man. I actually, that's part of my story, too, that I share. You know, I had definite, I mean, not like crazy success, but I definitely had success as an athlete in high school. I got to play in the Jermaine O'Neal All-Star Game, speaking of the Pacers, in Conseco Fieldhouse.
Wow.
It's called Bankers Life Fieldhouse now, but yeah, man, got to play in that, like, name was in the paper all the time, all that stuff, and it's really part of my story because I found my identity in what I did as being an athlete, and instead of finding my identity in Christ, and you know, so anyways, make a long story short, got a full ride to play college ball, just at a junior college over in Springfield, Illinois, and yeah, man, definitely a hooper, still got that J, son.
All right, man. We're going to talk more about that. See, like, I would have went in if this was fun facts, but it's not. So go pick up the app, $1.99, Yacht of the King Radio app for Androids and Apple products. Man, definitely let's get it in, though. On the topic of the day, man, we're going to talk about being unique. Now, as we were just chopping it up before the show, this is something that you talked about, but let's just define what unique is, man. Tell me what you believe unique is.
Unique is you. You're unique. There's not another you on the planet. We all have our own uniqueness about us because God created us in His image.
Let me ask you this then. In a world where everybody wants to be blah, blah, blah. We were talking sports.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant wants to be Michael Jordan as much as he says he doesn't want to. You know what I'm saying? You got all these players that want to be like somebody else. You got all these artists that want, if they're rappers, they want to be the new Jay-Z. They want to be Lil Wayne or whoever we could talk about.
Yeah.
But why do people not want to be unique?
I think because I wrestled with that, too. I think the root of it is just identity, like not being secure in who we are and who God has made us to be. And I think, too, like in the culture we live in, you know, we constantly see, you know, famous people on TV, whether it's, you know, music videos or, you know, movies or whatever it is, or basketball, you know, basketball games, you know, LeBron James, all that type of stuff. And so I think, you know, it's easy for us to compare, like, man, I need to be like him, or I need, and I know even for me, as a, you know, a Christian artist, like I have compared myself to others too many times. It's crazy to me. And even like thinking about that, like I definitely have compared myself to others, and I've caught myself thinking like, man, like I need to do that because, you know, so-and-so's doing that, like Lecrae's doing that and he's killing it, so I need to do that, instead of being like, no, like I am who I am, like I am, you know, Abba's child. I'm a child to my Father in heaven, and just being me. And I think over the last season of my life, really ever since I was been a believer, but definitely over the last season of my life, like I think God really just brought me into a deeper sense of that identity, really through trials too. But just knowing who I am in Christ, like I'm free to be me by God's grace. And if people reject me, it doesn't matter because I'm accepted already by my Father in heaven. And So I think the root of that is just knowing who we are in Christ and knowing how great His love is towards us, and resting in that, being secure in Him. And when you're, you know, when your identity is rooted and grounded in Christ, you can't be moved. Circumstances could come along, but you're unshakable in that sense, because you know who you are in Christ. And, you know, most importantly, you know that, you know, as Paul said in Romans 8, nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even death itself. Even in death, you know, we'll just be with Jesus. So, yeah, man.
That's good, man. You said a lot of different things, man, that I'm going to touch on a couple of them. You talked about success. I think a lot of people lose themselves because they're trying to be what they picture success is. So like you said,
yeah.
If you know, since Christian hip hop has Lecrae, if Lecrae does this, if I do that, I'm going to be successful. I think it comes to them not understanding really what success is for their life. Sometimes we base success on what somebody else has. How do you define success, yeah, success in your life? Or how should others define that?
Yeah, man, success for me is, I mean, first of all, identifying what God has called you to specifically, and then just, are you being faithful to what He's called you to? You know, the reality is there's people who will never be on a stage ever, but God will reward them greatly in heaven, and they can still make an impact wherever they're at. You know, you could be a businessman and God has called you, maybe God has called you to the business realm. Be faithful with what He's called you to be. You know, there's not another Lecrae. Lecrae's doing what God has called him to. And I think success for me is just, you know, learning what has God designed me to do? What has He gifted me to do? And more importantly, what has He called me to do? And for me, that's about reaching out to others with God's love. You know, the slogan for my wife and I's nonprofit organization, it's called CFI Ministries, but the slogan we have is Just One More. And we want to reach just one more with the love of God wherever that's at. So if I'm on a stage, great. Like, we want to reach people with the gospel there. But, you know, if I'm at Starbucks, well, I want to be praying for opportunities to just love on people. And I don't have to, you know, give the full gospel. You know, there may be some times where I do that. There may be other times where I just pray for someone, where I encourage someone. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
exactly. So that to me is success, because I know that that's what God has called me to. And, you know, I want to be faithful to the things that He's called me to. And obviously, you know, producing media is a part of that, with hip hop music, stuff like that, and the other things we're doing for the nonprofit. But just being faithful.
That's good, man. Another thing that I wanted to talk on, and I've been in the Old Testament, man, going through a lot of the prophets' books, and I think I'm in Amos right now, man, and, you know, a lot of people don't read all of these prophets, but he's talking about how the Israelites wanted a king so bad to be like everybody else, you know, and he actually tells them, It was your downfall when you asked for a king, because I was your king, you know, and it led them through a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm just going to ask you this. With that being said, how does us trying to be a carbon copy or a clone of somebody else hinder what God has for our life, man?
I think at the end of the day, it'll destroy you. Because God hasn't designed you to go be someone else. He's designed you to be you. And again, you know, unique, like, there really is not another you on this planet. Like, and I think too, like, understanding God has created you in His image. Like, He has put His fingerprint on you. No matter who you are, no matter what you look like, you're not a mistake. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. He designed you as you are. And I think, again, just being, experiencing the freedom in Christ to just be ourselves, and be me. The worst that can happen is someone doesn't like you, and who cares? You know, when you know you're loved by God, it's just like, cool, I'm good.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. definitely something that we got to remember. Be unique. The anointing is on you being who God called you to be. And even when we did see the kings of Israel, there were some kings that stood out. We always say David. Why? Because he had a heart after God. But he did what he had to do. Like a lot of other people would have did things differently. But he had a connection with God. So how important is a connection with God in being unique? Because some, I'll say this. Even in this uniqueness stuff, there's some people that go to the other side and be like, well, I'm unique. I'm just being who I am. And they're not being who God called them to be. So how do you balance it? And I'm pretty sure you balance it with being in connection with God. But how important is that connection?
Yeah, man, I appreciate you asking about this. I almost went into this earlier, but I think it's huge, man.
All right, we're going to go to a station ID break, but we'll be right back with Roy Tosh on the topic of the day, unique. Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HGSradio.com. Definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285 or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, HGSradio.com. 4 p.m., Yada the King on HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call and text us at 425-243-4285. Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Hey, I always gotta
keep my King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brand.
Yada the King Radio. You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, let's get back into this. My question right now is, can you go too far when you're trying to be unique? There's some people that go to the other side and be like, well, I'm unique. I'm just being who I am. And they're not being who God called them to be. So how do you balance it? And I'm pretty sure you balance it with being in connection with God. But how important is that connection?
Yeah, man, I appreciate you asking about this. I almost went into this earlier, but I think it's huge, man. Like, we were made for communion with God or intimacy with God. CFI is actually the name of our nonprofit, and it stands for Created for Intimacy. Mm-hmm. God created us for intimacy with Himself. And apart from that relationship, life is ultimately meaningless. As Jesus said, we can gain the whole world, but at the end of the day, you know, lose our soul if we don't have that relationship with Christ, if we haven't accepted Christ as Savior. And so, you know, it's huge. Like for me, you know, I know we were talking about earlier, just fighting to keep the main things, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a child to God first. Like what I do is not who I am. I'm a son to my Father in heaven. That's who I am. That's my identity. And so just like any other relationship, you know, you have to take time. If God is really a priority, you know, you'll make time for Him. And you know, the more time I spend with Him, the more I fall in love, because the more I get to know Him and how incredible He is, in reading His Word, spending time in prayer, all that stuff. And same thing with my wife, man, just fighting to keep that relationship, you know, vibrant, and dating her, pursuing her, etc. And you know, not putting ministry before her. So
that's what's up, man. And I think that is key. Biblically being sound in all things. The Bible talks about ministries. Like I was talking with another brother about deacons and elders, or what, you know, whatever you want to call it. But they had to hold their household first. Let me ask you this, though, man. Being unique, what are some of the core essentials?
Man, be you. Be, you know, I think, you know, who you are is what God says about you. And, you know, if you've received Christ as your Savior, He calls you His daughter. He calls you His son. And that is true identity. I think of a quote just off top. Brennan Manning said, "Define yourself radically as one beloved of God. Every other identity is an illusion." I probably butchered that a little bit, but that's the gist of it. And it's so true, man. Like, I think so many times we look to what we do to define us, or we look to this world to give us worth, or we look to our net worth to give us worth. But not, you know, at the end of the day, those things will pass away at some point. And, you know, when you're in Christ, no one can take that identity from you. That's who we really are, is children of God.
All right, man, we're going to go to one of your tracks right here, man. Let's see, what song we going to run into this time, bro? Let me know what track that should be, bro.
Lean Back Like a 6-4. We're going to do Lean featuring Black Knight and TJ Pompeo.
All right, let's hop into it. Lean on Yacht of the King. You know how we do it. Let's go.
You run solo, better fall back. Behind that line, running back. No team me, my click deep. Keep the cool round when we roll in the streets. Beating like some Drakes, all in one accord. Need more than one when you go to war. Straight from the pack, thinking you an animal. You get torn apart, welcome to the jungle. Like a convict, we all got a pass. Need to share the truth like we been unmasked. Be selective with the crew, who you running with. You'll become just like the team, that's a guarantee. Jordan was the greatest, not without Pippen. LeBron killing boys, but he need Wade. You get the pick, double back. Switch it up, and go on, lean back like a 6-4. Clicked up, rolling deep in the low lows. Lean back like a 6-4. Keep the cool around, no. You can see it straight jigging. Come through, you can see it straight jigging. Lean back like a 6-4. Word is cocaine. I'm high off the spirit. Fresh pepper Nike strapped up, man, I'm winning. Walking down the street, boom, box on my shoulder. Got my people with me and we living and we just jigging. Turn up for what? My beat bang. Take the word where I go, yeah, I'm in the bay. California bed, representing W in the air. Summer falls at the winter, don't you get it? Live by the word, glasses on, I'm a nerd. I clocked in, so you know I gotta work. Headphones on, man, I'm vibing. I'll be SMG, boy, you gon' learn about it. 2-0, rolling in that 6-4. BK, and you know I'm on that West Coast. Jigging, man, I'm jigging. This one's for your speakers, turn it up, cause we in it. Lean back like a 6-4. Clicked up, rolling deep in the low lows. Lean back like a 6-4. Keep the cool around, no. You see it straight jigging. Come through, yeah. You can see it straight jigging. Lean back like a 6-4. My crew stay true, ain't no other way. They be the kind of cats who don't run away. We roll across the country, 100 haze. I'm a centipede, I roll with 100 legs.
Clicked up.
10 toes deep, what we preach. We never thirst for what we seek. I ain't the centerpiece, nah. I can't front that. And if I think I am, well, yeah, they confront that. No, uno, what you know about my crew, though. We roll mucho, they bulldoze my pseudos. Can't take them out like judo, but kudos for trying. My team Cuyo, my Guidos, and my Pajutos. We be the type of team that can dream. Yeah. We be the kind of squad that withstand. Yeah. They be the kind of dudes who be checking on me whenever. And so when we lean together. Lean back like a 6-4. Clicked up, rolling deep in the low lows. Lean back like a 6-4. Keep the cool around, no. You see it straight jigging. Come through, you can
see you straight jigging, 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 jigging. Lean back like a 6'5".
Growing up, mama used to tell me I was royalty. Yeah, and daddy used to tell me I was favored, cause I was a child of the king. But the more that time went by, the more I felt like daddy lied. And mama didn't know me at all. Torn up inside, thinking how could they be so wrong about this thing. I've been through these streets, I got too many scars. Victim of abuse, took a toll on my heart. Might have said too much, I might be taking it far. But I gotta speak the truth, gotta raise the bar. We're all on this road, yeah. Cause we all wanna know. To the mountaintop, we're here now. From rags to riches, high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop, we're here now. They say what don't kill you make you stronger, but where's my strength when I can't fake it anymore? What else can you sacrifice? Guess that's when you take a slide. I just wanna be worth the price.
We're all on this road.
Yeah. Cause we all wanna go. From rags to riches, high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop. We're here now. From rags to riches, high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop. We're here now.
Yeah.
We're here now.
Journey of a thousand miles, and it started with a step. These mountains seem so high. Good Lord, I need your help. Everybody wanna be rich, nobody wanna work hard. I ain't like everybody though, include everybody I know. Yo, I don't wanna ever grow up, cause now I know what that means. The nightmares when you wake up and you've given up on your dreams. The big things that I'm built for, boy, what you think I'm here for? If I'm scared of fail, I can't tell, boy. I've been waiting for years to go from rags to riches.
From the valley to the mountaintop, we're here now. From rags to riches, high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop, we're here now. We're all on this road, yeah. Cause we all wanna go. Streets made of gold, streets made of gold. I just wanna see them all hail the king, all hail my king. I just wanna meet him, ew. I just wanna meet him, ew. I just wanna meet him. We're here now.
once again, Roy Tosh, man. It's been a great interview, man. How you feeling, man? You enjoy it?
Doing good, man. Yes, sir.
All right, man. I know he was hitting me. My guy was like, man, let me get back on the show. He was late last interview. And this is stuff you guys don't know since we don't do it live all the time. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, he was hitting me up like, I won't be late. I promise. I promise. I was like, oh, man, he feel bad about it. Like, I had forgot about it, man. But, you know, that's the stuff that people deal with doing radio or connecting, man. But I appreciate you reaching out, you know, to us as well and making this happen. A lot of people out there like, yo, how can I get the mixtape? It's free, like we talked about, the Revert. Where can they go get it? And where are you on Twitter, Facebook? How can they find you, man?
Yeah, man, it's simple. You could download the mixtape free just on my website. It's actually on the splash page. Just go to roytoshmusic.com. So R-O-Y-T-O-S-H music.com. And then all the social media is the same. Just at Roy Tosh Music.
Roy Tosh Music. Once again, the name change means the brand change, the music change.
The Revert.
Yes, sir.
We had a Revert.
The Revert. Okay, okay. I see what you're doing. I see what he's doing right there. What's coming up next for you, man?
Man, just working. We are already talking with producers and all that type of stuff. Getting in the lab again with Benja and his production team. And just super excited with what guys doing. So, and then, you know, creating more media for my wife and I's nonprofit organization as well. All that stuff. So just going to be faithful, man. Take one day at a time.
All right, man. Any touring coming up, man? You going to be hitting any new spots? Or how? If not, how do people get you as far as booking, man?
I wish. Listen, sign me up for a tour. Let me go on tour, bro. I would love to go on a tour. I'm actually excited. My wife and I are going to St. Kitts, believe it or not, for a week for the ministry. Super excited about that. We're doing a bunch of school assemblies and then doing a huge concert at the end of the week. All my events are posted on roytoshmusic.com. I know off the top of my head, I got some back in Indianapolis and Portage, Indiana, I believe. I post all the events and update that and, you know, pretty regularly. But book me, please. I would love to come out. Love chopping it up with people and the concerts are crazy. We get it in. I go cray cray. But it's also, you know, obviously bring a message with it. So would love to come out for any events. And the booking tab is on my website as well, roytoshmusic.com.
All right, roytoshmusic.com. Go ahead and link up with him, book him, get him going. Let me ask you this real quick, man. Any last words that you want to share with the listener? Any deep thoughts that you want to share with them, man? Let me know what's up.
Got to put me on the spot like that. I see how it is.
All
appreciate
day.
That. I would just say off top, you're loved. The Father loves you so much, and those aren't just empty words. He sent his one and only Son to take the punishment that our sins deserved upon himself. And, you know, for God so loved the world, he gave. He really does love each and every single person out there. And, you know, in Christ, we find who we really are, sons and daughters to our Father in heaven. And that is true identity. Every other identity is an illusion. It passes. It fails us. Christ never fails us, no matter what we face. Even in death, he's still with us, and we'll still be with him throughout eternity.
That's what it is, man. We're going to get out of here. Roy Tosh, once again, thanks again for tuning in or getting it in with us on Yacht of the King, man.
Appreciate y'all having me, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's get into some music. We'll be right back on Yacht of the King after this.
We can have a lot of fun. Depend on you.
humble and grounded. So I'm putting you on a pedestal, probably.
Look, there ain't no other love that's better. Straight up, yeah. Hey, look, creation to creator. I pray this moment lasts forever.
I just can't believe it. I don't understand it. Why would you be talking to me? I mean, I'm one out of a million. I wasn't expecting for you to reply to me. I know you love the whole world, but why do I feel like I'm the only one?
Chose to love somebody like me. Can I repay you, Lord? Highly unlikely. You're amazing. I can't even know your love if I do the right thing, like Spike Lee. Yeah, he created all mankind. If you hate, you put a sock in it, mankind. Ha. He the rock with it, bottom line. Call him Jesus Christ for you and I. He gave his life. Yeah,
you can call that relentless. I'm mission. A disciple, go fishing.
About tradition, better yet, gon' drop our religion.
I just can't believe it, I don't understand it. Why would you be talking to me? I mean, I'm one out of a million. I wasn't expecting for you to reply. Understand it, why would you be talking to me? I mean, I'm one out of a million. I wasn't expecting for you to reply to me. I know you love the whole world, but why do I feel like I'm the only one that's on your mind? Can't believe it, take time out of eternity to come and spend a little moment with me.
Right there, that was a dope track by the homies, the King and I. The song is called Moment With You, and that was featuring the homie, man, the dude that gets on all the tracks and just goes berserk. Let's catch. No, hey, you can do your thing for the King, and that's none other than ZG. Actually, go check out his interview. Also, before that track, we had Eva. That song right there, Making You My Number One, is a powerful jam too, man. And those are all young cats right there, man. I just wanted to throw a nice little segment for the young people, man, out there repping the Kingdom, doing their music strictly for the Kingdom of God. Keep it up, y'all. I'm going to talk on this topic of the day. Unique. I'm going to say this, man. Like that song that we just heard, it's very important to be in connection with God. We did talk about that with Roy Toss a little bit, about really connecting with God so that you will know who you are. And I'm going to say this. I know, especially in Christian hip hop, everybody wants to be the next Reach Records artist, the next Lecrae, the next Trip Lee, you know, the next whoever's popular in the world. It's the same thing. Basketball players want to be the next Michael Jordan. They want to be the next LeBron James. Now, you know, we might be able to put him up there. The next Kobe, you know what I'm saying? But there is a uniqueness with what God has given you. There is something special that God has given to you that you cannot even follow. And we can even look at something like this. In the Bible, there was a story about Elijah and Elisha. And Elisha asked for a second or a double portion of the anointing that Elijah had. Now, I am going to say there were some similar things that Elisha did that Elijah, his mentor, had did in his life, but he didn't do the exact same thing. If Elisha just did the exact same thing, we might have just not even had the second part of that story. But even the anointing that he had that was taken from Elijah was a unique anointing on his life. Now, you can go look at all the story and see what kind of stuff they did, compare it, contrast it. But Elisha was still a different person, man. And it's important to know who you are. Even if you are trained up by a leader or a mentor, somebody that's pouring into you, you're not going to be able to do everything just like them. If you're trying to be like them, and this is powerful right here, catch this. If you're trying to be like them more than you're trying to be like Jesus, you're missing the mark. And I understand they may be leading us to Christ. As Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ, but also know the gift that God has given you. Know where God has placed you. Some people may be called to be missionaries. You might go on a missionary trip, might not love it, but you think, oh, I gotta be this kind of missionary. No, you can be an urban missionary. You can find the call that God has for you, man, and it starts with prayer. It's so important to be in prayer, man, because in this day, unique can be all kind of different things. And it could be a dangerous thing. Don't be so unique that nobody could tell you, hey, that's too far. Be willing to take on godly counsel that will help you in your journey in being unique. But I'm going to say this, man, in closing, being unique and being what God wants you to be is going to be a powerful thing, man, when you fully understand all that God has for you, man. And I pray that you would understand that, man. Give me a call, 425-243-4285. I want to pour into your life, man. I pray that God would use this to impact your life, man. And that's really what it's all about, man. Yada the King, it's all about lifting the name of Jesus Christ, because he is the King, and we lift him up with praise, powerful praise. You dig? I'm going to get out of here, man. God bless you. Life, I look forward to hearing from y'all soon and getting another show to you.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.